Chrome Yellow by Aldous Huxley. Chapter 1. Along this particular stretch of line, no express had ever passed. All the trains, the few that there were, stopped at all the stations. Dennis knew the names of those stations by heart. Bow, Tritton, Spavin, Delaware, Nipswich for Timpany, West Bowlby, and finally, Camlet-on-the-Water. Camlet was where he always got out, leaving the train to creep indolently onward goodness only knew whither into the green heart of England. They were snorting out of West Bowlby now. It was the next station, thank heaven. Dennis took his chattels off the rack and piled them neatly in the corner opposite his own. A futile proceeding, but one must have something to do. When he had finished, he sank back into his seat and closed his eyes. It was extremely hot. Oh, this journey! It was 2 hours cut clean out of his life. 2 hours in which he might have done so much, so much. Written the perfect poem, for example, or read the one illuminating book. Instead of which his gorge rose at the smell of the dusty cushions against which he was leaning. 2 hours. 120 minutes. Anything might be done in that time. Anything. Nothing. Oh, he had had hundreds of hours, and what had he done with them? Wasted them, spilt the precious minutes as though his reservoir were inexhaustible. Dennis groaned in the spirit, condemned himself utterly with all his works. What right had he to sit in the sunshine, to occupy corner seats in third-class carriages, to be alive? None, none, none. Misery and a nameless nostalgic distress possessed him. He was 23, and oh, so agonizingly conscious of the fact. The train came bumpingly to a halt. Here was Camlet at last.